In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on a Tuesday morning. It is 7:40-ish, so it's time to let Mac Morey take over with one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Sex.
Woo. Yeah, we could do it a couple of different ones, couldn't we?
Can I just vent for just one quick second?
Yes,
I want to ask you guys on one word on this tweet. Jeremy Fowler tweets at 11 minutes ago. The Philip Rivers workout with the Colts took place Monday night. Per a source, threw the ball well. We'll see what's next. 1 minute after that, Adam Schefter quote tweets it and says, workout already happened, talks ongoing. Schefter literally adds nothing to the conversation. Instead of just hitting the retweet, he's got to quote tweet. One word
got
on
to.
Adam Schefter trying to steal the spotlight all the time.
Oh, Mac, you want to go ahead?
Idiot.
I don't know.
Chode.
There we go.
I don't know why that stuff bothers me.
No, it's
Chode.
Frustrating.
It and like it shouldn't, and then I get the anxiety and I get built up, and then I've got to take myself to a happy place and think about other things.
Yes.
But I let these stupid moves from Adam Schefter on X like affect my day.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. This guy, come on.
Geek.
This guy once talked about tweeting during having sex.
Yeah, right.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's start. One word. Last night, football game happened. It went to overtime. The Chargers won. And, of course,
it's today.
We heard from him after the game. He had some good stuff to say. This is how important the win was to him.
Oh, there have been a lot of teams. And this is definitely, maybe the best. Best feeling, just a wonderful, wonderful feeling of winning and thrill of victory. It's certainly in the discussion. I put in the discussion the birth of my seven children, my marriage, in the conversation.
He's being facetious,
yes,
right?
Yes,
and I will say that, facetious, because if you just read those comments, you're like, oh my God. And then you hear him, he's kind of laughing about it, kind of saying it was a win in the NFL. It's not like it's up there with the birth of my seven children. But I will say facetious is the word that I will use with Harbaugh on that one.
Yeah, sarcastic, which is something I didn't know if he could do, but whatever. I mean, he also said that he had a dream about Justin Herbert, and there was a white light and all this sort of stuff. So, dude's just weird. Maybe that's the word.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, weirdo for sure. Another weirdo. Coach, quarterback now. This is a current quarterback, Fernando Mendoza. We heard his post-game interviews. Didn't get to play him yesterday, but he was on Pat McAfee. He got hit pretty hard in that game against Ohio State. He came back in. This was him talking about on Pat McAfee, talking about taking that hit and get back on the field.
It was a clean hit. Curry's a great player. I'm all for playing football, playing rough and dirty. Like, here we go. Let's get the pads going. Like,
I know the NFL is going more towards the offensive game. However, as a quarterback and as a competitor, I'm all for competing, and that was a great shot, great hit. He cracked me bad, like no pause. And it was tough. At that point, I didn't even see him, and all of a sudden, it's like I got hit by a freight train with no brakes. I'm on the floor. I'm like, damn, did I break a rib or something? And then I just realized my air just had gotten knocked out. My chest is in pain a little bit, but I was always going to go back in the game. It was great to see Alberto in there for a play, doing his thing, operating the huddle. But no matter what, I would literally need to be dead, like Jeff Brom, to pull me off.
Brom, how in the world are you starting this game tonight after taking that hit just 6 days ago?
Let me answer that question by asking you two questions. One, is this or is this not the XFL? Yes, it is. Two, do I or do I not currently have a pulse? Yes, I do. Let's play football.
My one word for that, pure, because that's what that kid is. After hearing him after that game and how genuinely excited he was, kind of sound a little nerdy and all that kind of stuff, but that's pure. Don't change who you are, man. Like, I loved it. It was great.
Oh, congratulations. Indiana, the Big Ten champs. How does that sound?
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
Let's go! I mean, it's just, you remind me of Mac a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
No, don't put that on Mac.
I like the guy. So
yeah,
that's
it's
good.
Pure. Yeah, it's just pure. Genuine, yeah. I like
word,
it.
Word, Heisman.
Yeah, no question.
Seriously, that feels like...
How do you not give it to him?
Foregone conclusion at this point a little
bit. I mean, just saying didn't perform well out there on Saturday.
I just can't get behind a man that's got a voice like that as a Heisman Trophy winner.
It's crazy, you know, right?
More power to you, Mendoza. Congrats, you're the Heisman Trophy winner.
If he ends up as a Jet or a Raider, I feel bad.
Yeah, don't do that. Ugh.
His next interview will be like, man, it's just really tough. Yeah,
exactly. This sucks.
This blows. Oh, you went to the Jets, didn't you?
Oh, they broke
God.
You. They broke you, didn't you?
All the praise to God. Oh, I'm a Jet. F you, man. This sucks. The Raiders. Ah! Like, that's a kid on the top of the world, and in like 3 months, he's going to be tasked with being the face of and the number one component of rebuilding some lame-ass franchise that can't get out of their own way.
That's exactly right.
If he goes to the Jets, they're hoping he's bringing gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Mendoza maybe do another franchise here coming up, but Indianapolis Colts looking for Philip Rivers, older QB. One word on Philip Rivers, 45 years old, has not played in the NFL since 2020. He worked out
2020.
Today, right? He worked out
yesterday.
Today. Yesterday.
Workout done. Talks have started, according to your boy, Shefty.
One word.
Anselmo is what I'm going to use. Because I've never seen an old person try to do stuff they're not capable of doing this side of Jerry Anselmo.
Hello, America.
So I'm going Anselmo. You haven't played in 5 years, and you have grandchildren, and you're a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. Sure, what the hell? I'll sign back up. If you ever want to know how difficult it is to be a father, ask Philip Rivers. This man, after 5 years of being retired, is like, I've got enough of this. I got to go back to play football. Get me the hell out of this house.
Man. Yeah, Jerry.
No, it's too good.
Yeah, no, my one word would just be like ageless. If they really are, is the NFL. Like, we talk about sit out 1 year.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
if that's the case, hammer the over of Jonathan Taylor handoffs in the next Colts game.
God, I hope he does get back there and play
too. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.